The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Hey guys, so check this out. I'm here to surprise Jada. She out here cutting her hair off.
I guess there's no turning back.
Nope. I got some questions for her. What does she think she doing out here in these streets? Girl, why you cut your hair off? Are you copying me? What's really going on? So I called Jada. She doesn't answer my phone calls. I put a like on her post. She says nothing. So now I'm on her house. Since she don't want to talk about it, I'm going to take it to the Red Table Talk. I'm crashing the show. Let's go.
So, hey, RTT family, we took a little break, and now we're back with all new shows and a new Emmy. Yay! Okay.
Oh!
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
It's our Emmy, guys!
We got an Emmy!
That comes in a pretty little
box.
Look at that.
Look what we did!
That is beautiful.
What an accomplishment for three generations of black women.
I love it.
And yes, we also have some new hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't have issues with your hair.
How are you?
Oh my goodness.
He came from nowhere.
Yes.
How are you?
Mommy's gonna come out of nowhere.
You sure did.
Okay.
I was like, I know that voice. What made you come here today? What is going on?
I came through today because, you know, I heard you was talking about cutting that hair off.
This is good, because I never got to ask you, like when you took your hair off. So what made you do that?
During that pandemic time, the beginning of the pandemic, you know, I was reading the Bible more, checking up on the Torah and everything. Everything is talking about know thyself, know thyself. And that just kept resonating with me. And I'm like, okay, when I hear things, I take it literal.
Right.
So I got like a little body chart and I start mapping out everything on my body.
I love it.
Here go every scar.
Right.
This is where this happened right here. That's when I got bit by that spider.
Mm-hmm.
This when I fell through the file cabinet. And then I'm like, I don't know what's going on my head. I don't know what kind of scalp I got. I don't know what's going on under this hair. And so I had to go do reshoots for this movie that's about to come out very soon. They said I had to take my braids out and you got to wear this wig. And I'm like, man, I'm not going to be doing no red carpets no time soon. I'm going to take these braids out. That's going to take hours. I cut my hair off.
Ooh. Wow.
Everybody that was with me was like, don't do that. Oh, my God, you're going to be bald headed.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Bam. First of all, when I felt my head, I was, yeah. I never felt that sensation
me
in my
either.
Life.
Yeah.
It tickles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was the most amazing feeling I ever felt in my entire existence. And then I go outside, and then it started to rain, and it felt like a million kisses on my head.
Oh,
like,
wow.
And I was,
how did people react? Like, when
people was acting weird. Why would you do this? Oh, she's losing her mind. What are you going through? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Everything is great. Right. Nothing has
but
to
you
be
know,
wrong.
Black people have such a different attachment
to
their hair.
Yeah. Did you have any revelations?
Well,
of, like...
I realize I'm a meathead. It's very meaty. I realize that my scalp is thick.
Oh, my God.
It's a thick scalp, meathead. Like, it's a little roly-poly back there. Like, a lot of wrinkles and dents. And when my man was like, oh, I can't believe you did this, I said, you gonna grease my scalp? He said, oh, I'll grease it. I'm like, ah.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
I love it. What did he say?
Okay, so first, I was concerned, right? I was concerned. I was like, is he gonna be talking mess? And he was like, he looked at it. I called him on the FaceTime. He looked, he said, you're beautiful. You look so beautiful. Oh, look at your face. You're gorgeous. I can see you. I can see all of you. And I was like,
it's true.
When I get home,
that pretty face.
When I get home, you gonna get it. I'm gonna put my bald head on your bald head.
I love it.
Yeah, but he really appreciated it. And when I came in, he was rubbing it. He was like, oh, you do got a me head. Look at this me head. He was squeezing it and everything. I was like, ah, yeah. Like, it was
that.
Great.
Oh,
it was great.
Goodness.
And I started to fall in love with myself. Mm. That wasn't even the intention.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing myself, like seeing like all my features. See my eyes, how this one goes, my nose, my cheeks. And it's like, God did a good job putting me together.
Yes.
Hello? Great
you
artwork,
can say that
guy.
Again. Was anybody mad?
Yeah, my mom. Mm. My mom was really upset. My mom was like, so you trying to be a man? Why you cut all your hair off?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? You don't like yourself? And I said, Mama, I love myself. Yeah. I'm trying to see what you made from the basics.
Right.
Right? Without the hair, without the accessories, the raw me, Mama. I'm trying to get to know me. And she was like, I don't know why you would do that. It's just, you're not ugly, but you're not, it's not beautiful either. Oh. And I said,
that's
Mama.
That's that old school thinking.
Yes.
That's that old school thinking.
You jealous?
I totally understand that.
I said, Mama, you jealous? You jealous, Mama? You mad because your head hurt? You got that weave. You mad because
it's
tight on your scalp? You mad?
Because
I'm going to tell you, I haven't had a headache, no scalp pain since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all that heat.
All
I
that
had no,
trauma.
Yeah, no heat on my head. It's like free. Yeah.
I think it's so inspiring that your man was like so supportive of you, because I feel like a lot of women feel like, oh, like I must keep my like
my
femininity
hair.
And my like.
And they have to have
the
hair that blows
hair.
In the wind.
In the wind.
Blows in the wind.
But
so my man
to blow
loves
in the wind,
me.
You can go pull a wig out the closet.
Yeah.
What you talking about? And now all my wigs fit real good.
Yeah.
Okay. Look like they're growing out my head. Yeah. What you want tonight? You want Becky tonight? What you need?
Exactly.
You want Becky with the good hair? I got you, baby. I got you. Like, pull it off when you want to get wild. We have a good time. Have a good time. And it's so easy to just put it on and you just brush it a little bit and bam, she ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, who's this? Oh, my name is Samantha.
Oh. Hi. Yes. A different woman. What I think is interesting, Tiff, we had similar journeys. Like, even for me, it was a mixture of a spiritual calling and also going, girl, at some point, your hairline's going to be back here. So we might as well...
Just
do it now. So it was like taking that leap, but so many things I discovered about myself.
You look good.
I love
every
it.
You look like a spondylolisthesis.
Doesn't she? It's been such a freeing, I mean, so much just lifted off of me. It just called me. I was like, the time is now. And
hair
of course, this one,
too.
She's like, just do it, Mom. Just be acting. You've been wanting to do it for so long. I was like, you would just look so good with just completely bald.
And it's gorgeous.
Thank
it is.
You.
Yes.
Have you ever specifically done your hair for a man?
Yes.
Okay.
I have definitely done things for men. I had this boyfriend, and he used to be like, Tiffany, you are so pretty, but you know, you would look so much better if your hair went to your breasts.
you would be way more beautiful. So me and my auntie got together and we tried to put a weave in my head. It did not work out. I would look crazy. And then when I got married, I was like trying to press out my hair to decide what I wanted my hair to look like. And my ex-husband said, I ain't never been with a woman that ain't got no perm. I don't know how I'm gonna be married to you and you ain't got no perm.
Ooh.
And so I permed my hair. And then like maybe 3 weeks into the marriage, all my hair broke off.
Wow.
It all broke off. And I was like, that's the last time I listened to some man that I'm laying down with about like how to do my hair. Now I only listen to gay men about my
exactly.
hair.
Exactly. See, that's
you
what
can't
it needs
be inside
to be.
Of me
exactly.
telling me what to do with my
I
hair.
Can't.
If you inside of me, you
I
gotta
can't.
Just roll with how
exactly.
it is. Period.
I
okay.
Can't.
Now,
I
but
can't.
if you ain't inside of me, you got suggestions. I'm gonna listen because you might be a professional.
Exactly.
You might know what to do with it. Okay. Yeah, if you inside of me, I don't want that.
Yeah,
you just
no.
if you like it or you don't. You with me or you not.
Where's that man now?
I don't know. Not
see,
with me.
There it is.
Somewhere
yes.
lonely, mad, looking right. at billboards of me like, damn it, I should have told her to leave it natural. I should have let her be who she was. I don't know why I was trying to change her. I should have just let her be herself. She over there all happy with the rapper. Man, we used to listen to his music. Now she laid up with him. I can't believe this. I'm yes. doing my job. What did Will say when you cut your hair off? How did he respond?
He has sent me a picture
it.
Of you.
I know.
Was like, stunning.
And what your boo thing say?
He's the one who shaved my head.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it. So I guess he was like, yeah, here we go. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. That was fun.
But we always thank you for coming through. Well.
Right, Reggie.
Thank you for crashing the red table.
Yeah. I'm so glad. I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It's been a year and a half.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I love y'all.
I love
y'all
you, too. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Aw, that was a great surprise.
It was.
I just love Tiffany.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It just has such a light.
You know, I was there when you decided to shave your head.
Yeah.
So tell us what that was all about.
I had been talking about shaving my head for a while.
We had discussed it many times.
Yeah. It was just time. I was just ready for just that kind of expression and release.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I did it. It was such a beautiful experience and such a freedom. I feel more connected to myself and to the great divine in a very special way.
And hair holds energy.
Just wanting to just release all of that stuff. So it was a huge, huge, huge release.
What was the exact moment where you were like, this must happen?
Like, I was just like, I'm over it.
Totally.
I'm just like, I'm over it. It was that moment. I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just done with the worry. I'm done with the care. Mm-hmm. I'm just done.
Right. Here we go.
There you go.
That's Miguel. I called Miguel. I was like, Miguel, you got your clippers?
Yeah.
I was like, you got the clippers, Mig? He's like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, this is like a
I was like, I'm
this is lower than Willow's right now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, the RTT team says after I posted my shaved head, their favorite comment came from a Facebook group who really owns their power called the Bald Boss Movement.
Oh, okay.
I have not seen this or heard about it, but I'm about to hear about it right now. They wrote that they want me to join their club.
Oh.
I'm down. I'm down.
Oh, wow.
Many beautiful women.
Oh my gosh,
my
you guys
goodness.
Are so gorgeous!
Wow.
Oh my God, I got tears in my eyes. Oh, oh man.
Wow.
Hey, you so beauties. Beautiful.
Oh wow.
I wanna join the club too.
I wanna join.
We have to join.
We gotta join
the group.
We gotta join the movement.
Oh, they look beautiful.
Nell, I hear you're the founder of the Bald Boss Movement.
Yes. Hi, Jada. Welcome to the club.
There she is.
What is your mission?
Well, in a world where beauty is determined by what grows on your scalp, we are here to spread the love from one baldy to the next and reinforce that hair is like an accessory. Whether you have it or not, it doesn't determine your beauty or your worth. You do.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Oh.
Okay, where is Jamie?
Here I am.
Oh, there's... Hey, Jamie! Can you tell us what a bald boss is?
Well, a bald boss is someone who owns their baldness, just like a boss owns their business. A bald boss owns their baldness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's Tammy?
I'm
Tammy,
right here.
Tell us your story.
I am bald by choice. I have been bald by choice for 8 years.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, 8 years ago, I feel like I was born.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like this is Tammy straight, no chaser.
There you go. Yeah.
I was one of those people. I had hair. I was always concerned, and I would go on vacation, and what do I do? And one day, I literally called my daughter downstairs. She was 16. I said, can you shave my head? And she said, Mom, you are the baddest you know what I know.
I love that.
And I have been happy ever since.
I hear that you guys are going to stick around and you're going to be our first RTT studio audience.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Amazing.
That's what I heard.
I'm so glad.
That's
okay,
awesome.
That's cool.
And I see we got some young people
in
there.
I know. Look at this little baby girl right here.
Yes.
Women have so much anxiety about their hair, whether you're black, white, Asian. Like, I've had all kinds of women just tripping on hair.
Yeah. I just remember waking up, and I remember so keenly, because it happened to me countless amount of times. I would wake up, and I would look at myself in the mirror, and my hair would look like this. It would literally just be like that.
Right.
And I would look at myself and just be like, ugh, and it would be just so hard. Mm-hmm. And every time I would try to put something, it would like make a sound. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, and that was every morning. It just always felt just like a challenge or a chore.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, a chore. And I just didn't feel beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like I looked like a troll doll. Like, that's kind of how, like, those little garbage pail troll dolls with their hair. Like, that's how I felt like I looked.
But you have a beautiful head of hair.
And I did not like that.
And she didn't like it.
I wanted the flow. I wanted the flow.
You
I wanted the over
blow.
The shoulder.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many times I was told point blank out of somebody's mouth, oh, no, boys don't like girls with hair like that. Like, they're just not gonna like you. Like, you just need to figure out something else.
Yeah.
And so that was just like, wow.
And you found out that that was a lie.
Obviously, 100%.
You found out that was a lie.
I did, 100%. Yeah. It was a lot of pain.
Tell us how hair for you today can still be difficult.
Let me just give you an idea. It was a very high fashion.
Yeah.
Very high fashion photo shoot.
Yep.
And all of the white models were getting their hair done, and they all had somebody. The person that was supposed to come do my hair came, looked at it, and tried to do something to it, tried to touch it. I could tell they were extremely perturbed. I could tell that they were just like, I don't know what I'm doing. That anxiety, looking at them in the mirror, not knowing what to do with my head, made me feel like, I'm gonna take the reins on this.
Right.
So I basically did my own hair for that really high fashion shoot. Mm-hmm. That should never be happening. Even at another high fashion shoot for a completely different thing, I was in the room and they straight up said, is her hair just a little too difficult to do that specific thing?
Wow. I've been there too. Whether it was in movies, whether it was in, you know,
photo
shoots.
They put you in some crazy wigs.
Well, they put me in some crazy wigs for sure, where people really know enough about black hair to know how to make wigs and blah, 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 and what the wigs should look like and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. This was a rough one.
Oh, this,
you even
was
look,
rough.
You even look like a...
Yeah, this was rough because of the woman who made this wig just, she didn't know.
She missed the mark.
She missed the mark. She thought that the roots should be not smoothed, but the hair should be straight. And she was like, well, you know, usually for black women, you don't have straightened roots. And I said, oh, no, we do.
Yeah.
We either straighten it with a hot comb or we perm it.
Yeah.
But she didn't believe me. So she made it with roots that weren't straight, but the hair was.
That's so...
It was a very, and I fought
that
and
kind
I fought
of, but
and
that
I fought.
Kind of sounds a little like...
And I fought.
Not best intentions either.
Well, that was the last time I didn't have my own hairstyle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
I used to have really long hair, and it just popped up on my Facebook memory recently, and I had all this hair, and my hair was down my back. And I looked at that, and I remember that at times I felt that particularly men were more attracted to mm-hmm. my hair.
Yep.
Like, that's the first thing that they would see in me.
Right.
Is versus my hair
versus
me. Cutting your hair kind of releases all of that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there's something with black men that they feel like you need to have long hair.
I just wonder what that's about.
It's like the standard of beauty.
That's
it.
The standard,
it's just the
because
standard
we're so
of beauty.
Brainwashed.
We're brainwashed to believe that. It's funny because men did comment on my Instagram page.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure
they did.
I'm sure some were like, what
girl,
the hell?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
She was prettier with her long hair.
Yeah, what happened to the hair?
Get out of here.
The great thing about it is, like, as a woman, as you get older, when you start to take your power back and mm-hmm. everything you do is for you.
Yes.
Like, I'm about to be real grown. I'm about to turn 50, and I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
I really don't. It's like, I only have time to care for myself and love for myself for mm-hmm. me and who I want to be, not who people want to see me as,
mm-hmm.
not for how people think I should be, all that. Nah,
I did the first half of my life
you know, immersed in all of that. This next half, get with it, because I'm just about to just
get
be me.
Get with it,
okay?
Mom, you're so funny.
No, straight up. Like, I don't have time. And part of, you know, me just shaving my head was marking that moment.
I think hair is just an extension of the deeply ingrained belief that women have been indoctrinated with, that we just aren't enough without looking a certain way.
And the thing about it is that we're so much more than how we look.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where this all comes back to.
That's where this all comes back to. You know, and really having the confidence as a woman to know that.
Yeah.
And if you decide you want to have long hair, if you decide you want to wear a weave for you,
exactly,
go for it. But not because you feel like you need to do that to live up to a standard.
Right. Or to be loved, or to be
accepted. Or to assimilate into
how women are supposed to be. Female society. Women.
Yes. I was talking to my friend Jimmy Iovine the other day, and he said something really interesting. He was like, you know what I'm done with, Jada? Convincing people. That's what he said to me. And I said, you know what, Jimmy? I'm about to steal all that because I'm done with that too.
Yeah? Exactly.
I'm done with convincing people. Yeah. I just feel like
that's so
women
real.
Just taking back our power in any form that you need to.
Right.
To just be done with the convincing.
Right. Yep.
The convincing of people that you're smart enough.
You're
convincing
pretty
people
enough.
You're pretty enough. Mm-hmm. Convincing people that you're worthy.
Exactly. Right.
You know, for me,
that's our work.
Exactly. Coming into the last 4 years for me has really been about that transformation of just coming to the self and having acceptance for the self and having to go through many different kind of personal journeys to come to that place of really grounding myself in that understanding. That's been the most beautiful part about almost turning 50.
Yeah.
You know, because it's really, I'm at the F at 50 stage.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because you've earned it.
You have.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You feel like you're I earned it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're at the, I'm 50, get and into F it. A bitch is 50, get into it.
Yes. Yes. All that's right. What you said.
I love it. That part right there. We've had quite a hair journey.
Too much.
And this young woman that we're about to bring out has had quite a hair journey as well. You know her from HBO's hit Insecure. Mm. Emmy-nominated Yvonne Orji says there was a time she was warned if she didn't have sexy hair, she might not make it in Hollywood. We know all about that.
Ooh, come on out, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi.
Look at y'all looking beautiful. Just
look
glowing.
At you.
How y'all doing? Thanks for having
good.
Me.
Oh,
yes.
This is our bald boss.
Hey.
Right here.
Y'all sexy or whatever?
Yes.
I love it.
So, you shaved your head during quarantine.
I did. I was so impressed for my comedy special. And it was at that point.
By the way, it's amazing.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. And, you know, when you're at home, like, hair and makeup is not coming.
Yeah.
I was raised by Nigerians. We don't really do hair care. We do put the wig on, put the, you know, braid it off, you know, anything
right,
else. Like, just
exactly.
cover the hair.
Right.
When your glam squad is not coming, it's just like, ooh, my roots are not blending with whatever this wig situation is supposed to be. I was looking like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons because it was like growing out on the side. One day I was just like, you know what? Let's go ahead and make this thing happen. So.
Did that give you any sort of like anxiety at all?
The trauma for me came when, we're going to be honest at the table. When I lived in Harlem, that was the first time I went natural. It was like, my sister, my queen, you are beautiful. I'm like, oh, look at me. But then I was like, all right, I'm going to make the move to L.A. I did not love the net. It was like, I was like, all right, I'm going to get a weave. I'm going to get sewn in because that's what you do in L.A. This room was so tight.
Yeah.
It was so, like, bubbling. My scalp was bubbling.
Yeah.
I had a headache every night.
Yeah.
I finally took it off, but the damage was done. Scarring alopecia.
No.
Yeah.
And devastated. My poor scalp was like, boo, what is you doing?
Yeah. Right.
And so I took it, I got rid of it, but my hair fell out, all the things.
Wow.
And so then I went natural for a while because I was also broke. Because, you know, in order to have
it costs so much money.
I'll never forget when I booked Insecure and I put a weave in again. I put the weave in. Dudes were like, oh, that's you, boo? Okay, we see you. And I was so mad.
Yeah.
I hated that because I was like, oh, I don't want to be attached to this. I want the guy who is like, yo, switch it up. Like, I actually like the guy who's like, I like your natural hair, but like, play with it. You know what I mean? So when I cut it in quarantine, Issa hit me up and was like, girl, yeah, we love that so much. That's going to be part of season 5.
So I was like, wow.
You're going to be
so sharp. Ooh, I'm just waiting.
The very first time I cut my hair, my mom was like, hey, it's a woman's beauty. Mm. So what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm living my life. Like, I'm not chained to it. It's hair. It'll grow. Yeah. We'll figure it out. And it's so funny, when I went back to Nigeria, the women in Nigeria are like, huh, you're really doing this natural hair thing. Wow. Okay. All right. Because also, like, the men there like the long hair and the straight. And so I was shocked going back home because everyone thinks, oh, the motherland, yes. And them girls was like, okay, so do you want to make an appointment for long, yaki, straight, silky, which one? And I was like, no, I'm good. And they're like, you sure?
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I have had many women in my life who have inspired me to go bald, but I gotta give props to my friend and trailblazer, Sidra Smith. She shaved her head when she turned 30 and has never looked back, and I adore her. I haven't seen her in years. I can't even believe you are here. Come on out.
Hey! Hello, my darling. Look at you.
You gotta say hi to the...
Hi, ladies.
The ball club. That's our ball, boss movement over there.
Look at Willow.
I know.
Look at you, mama. Look at you.
I know.
Oh, my God.
We were doing this show about making the choice to be bald, and I said, I am tripping. My girl Sidra was bald before bald was the thing to be. Okay.
Listen, making it sexy.
30. I'm 50.
Wow. Where?
I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
Literally. Sit back down. And people thought I was crazy. Right. Like, are you joining some type of
cult?
Literally. Yeah. People thought I was tripping.
Well, what made you do it at 30?
My entire life, I had a weep.
Yeah.
I wanted to reintroduce myself to myself. Mm. Like, literally, I didn't know what I look like.
Yeah.
And I just was like, who are you? And as a birthday gift to myself, I shaved my head.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you had a full head of hair, too.
Listen, this is what's crazy, is that when I shaved my head, I had to fix my will. Jada.
What?
In my will, I wrote, when I die, make sure I have a fresh weave in my head. Can you believe? Swear to God.
So you had to change your will.
I had to change my will. Could you imagine? It was more about the hair than anything. That's how obsessed I was about my hair. Wow. And just so insecure, you know, and just feeling like the only way I would look pretty is with hair. And if I die, I have to have my hair.
When you cut your hair, I just thought it was so bold and so amazing.
Mm. Listen, it was so, I'm telling you, grounded in insecurity. When I shaved my head, it was almost like every piece of insecurity I had was gone. Yeah. I didn't care about nothing. Like, I felt so bold and so confident.
That's how I feel.
It was life-changing for me. Willow, how does your friends respond to your bald head? Like, do they think, like, why
My friends think I'm crazy anyway.
I think it's inspiring for young women because a lot of young women feel like they need all that. It's like, good for you.
So, when I revealed this photo of my newly bald head, we heard from many, many women who want to shave it all off, but until now have been too afraid. Three of them are here and say they are ready to be bold and go bald. Yes.
All right.
Takes a lot of courage to do this, so we're going to be with them every step of the way. Taryn, Allie, and June. You guys are taking the dive today. So, what made you want to shave your head?
There has been a stigma amongst my family and myself for years since I was a little kid, basically, that if you're a girl, you have to have long hair and you are not allowed to cut it. You should not cut it. And I've been that way with myself, with other women as well. If they said they're going to cut their hair, I'm like, no, you're not cutting your hair. I'm going to kick your butt if you're going to cut your hair. I'm mainly just excited to break the stigma. And now, like, for the first time in my life, I'm like, it's just hair.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome. And what about you, Allie?
Okay. I've been growing my hair for the last 3 years to donate it for kids with hair loss.
That's beautiful.
So I thought, okay, how can I maximize this donation? And then here comes Miss Jada.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I was like, I could do that. I could be that. I've got two daughters and a son, and it's important to me to show them that what's on the outside is not what matters most. They don't have to be weighed down by the opinions of others, and that's what matters to me.
I love That's a beautiful lesson. That's gorgeous. And June,
what about you?
I came out of a 10-year relationship. I was like, you know what? I'm so late on the dating app game. And so I downloaded several apps and I was stressed out trying to find the perfect picture and the description of myself. What? And then I also started feeling superficial looking at others. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had this time to date myself. Let it go. Let it go. So that's the journey.
I love that.
The journey of self-discovery.
Self-discovery and like shedding, composting old beliefs and what I think is attractive to just glow from the inside.
I love that.
Sounds very similar to mine. Just glow from the inside.
I love that.
This is awesome. I'm so glad that we're here to be able to take this journey with you.
Well,
here we go.
All right, you guys ready?
Ready?
Super ready.
All right.
All right, ladies, let's go.
Bye, hair. It's been real.
Yeah, let's go make it happen.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing.
How are you?
So, for the first time ever, we got our red tabletop barbershop.
I'm so excited.
We've got our barbers here. Stacy, I've known you for a long time.
Right.
Five-time Emmy-nominated barber supreme. Stacy, give you some folks you done worked with.
Stacy Morris, better known as Stacy Cutts.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Anthony Anderson, to name a few.
Just to name a few.
I'm going to make you a tag.
Barber goddess.
And you...
I'm Lindsay Rogers, just finished up on Insecure, final season. I'm currently working on the House Party remake.
Oh, okay.
My name is Dominique Evans, and I am a award-winning competitive barber.
Okay.
I'm currently working on Blackish with the Barber Goddess.
Yes. I love it. We've got our black female barbers up in the house. Yes. I love that. Then we have our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women here that are ready to take the deep dive. The great thing is that you guys have such beautiful faces. We're actually gonna be able to really, really see you. All right, here we go.
Uh-oh, I hear the buzz. I hear the buzz.
Oh my goodness.
Well, she's the first. She's the first. Look at us. Right. You ready? My goodness!
Good? Yeah, I'm good.
Come on, June. Come on, June.
Come on, too, June.
She's I love the first it. One. You're giving me Monk. I can't. I can't. I love it. This is spectacular. I'm. This is fly. Huh? This is fly.
Got that
Thank
bundle.
You. Yes.
Thank you.
You with short hair right now?
Yes.
I'm inspired.
I'm just watching you guys, and it just everybody just looks so amazing.
Yeah.
And in like your own so specific way.
Yes.
It's such a flavor. Mm-hmm. Like same hairstyle, different flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
You can give everybody the recipe and recreate the sauce.
There you go.
Exactly.
That is it.
Oh my goodness, I love that.
It's oh, now everyone's getting the line. Okay, so yeah, Allie's ready.
All right.
Here comes cool ass Allie.
Are you?
Yes.
Look at you.
Are you sure that's me?
It's you, girl.
Well done. Well done.
Yay.
Next up is the husband.
Yeah.
Let's see about that.
Here's Tony.
His hair is longer than mine for like once ever. Do you like it?
Oh, good. Good, 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 good.
It feels
different, for sure.
Aww.
June, you're going to be really happy.
You're going to be extremely happy.
You ready?
I'll close my eyes first.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you see all of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're gonna wake up tomorrow like.
Ready.
Yes.
Oh, now see, I didn't see the full.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Oh, that is beautiful.
All right, you ready? Come on over here.
Wow.
Tell me your wishes.
Yeah.
You look like a goddess.
Yes, she does.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Taryn, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yay.
I'm ready. The suspense
right.
is killing me.
Girl.
Yes, and with this outfit too.
Come on, girl.
Yo, get it. Okay.
I'm ready to see.
Yeah, ready?
I'm
ready.
Man. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yes!
Oh my God, it looks so
yeah.
good!
Oh right?
My God. This mm-hmm.
looks so,
okay.
so good! Thank you so much!
Yeah. Girl. Yes! Let's bring Kev out.
Oh wow.
Kev.
Oh, look at Kev! Oh.
Yeah, we got
he was excited.
He's excited.
I love it.
He's excited.
Y'all are too cute.
I love it.
That felt like a movie scene.
I think this was successful. I think this was successful.
Yes.
Give me love. Give me passion.
Yes.
I love it.
Just watching you guys transform right before our eyes. Like, this is...
I love it.
This was really awesome. Yep.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.